Yeah. Flatbread, unless there's goat cheese on it. Or pine nuts.
Wow, someone went to private school. They knocked down the original building, which was just a building, and then they built an actual castle, and it is gorgeous. Every time a friend of mine from out of town comes, I take him there because I'm that much of a podunk hick.
Magic people, voodoo people. Ooh, I like this one.
This is The Prodigy.
The Prodigy, okay. Yeah. Jane, how do you rate this one?
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. It's Friday, and I am so excited to sleep this weekend.
I bet you are. You are a week and a day away.
Week and a day away. Got to get some wedding stuff done this weekend, but I...
You don't have any big plans or anything?
No.
Good.
No big plans.
Good.
I have work to do, but also sleep to do.
You can chill, you can nap, you can take a breath, because next week's going to be not so...
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's all going to be good.
It's all going to be fun. All right. Our guest today is a comedian and the host of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which is both a podcast and soon to be returning live as a show and a podcast that I have done with you twice now.
You have.
Matt Filipovich, thanks for coming in today.
I'm so happy to be here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm surviving, you know? It's like, it's all you can ask for these days.
Exactly.
Taking big breaths and going one step in front of the other.
Exactly. Yeah. The world's falling apart. You got to look for little things and just keep going. And congratulations on your impending nuptials.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited. Well, we also were at the point last night where Mike and I were talking. He goes, I'm also just ready for it to be one less thing that is like over our head. And I was like, yes, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, the actual ceremony itself, when my wife and I got married 10 years ago, that itself is fun. But the buildup is just sort of like, it's all these like little details. And it's a nightmare.
I honestly can't imagine, because we purposefully have chosen to do our wedding in a way that there's not a lot of details. There's not a lot of logistics. Because I was like, I don't have the stomach.
The bandwidth for it either.
Not even the bandwidth. It's just like I didn't like dream about, you know,
riding a unicorn down the aisle or something like that.
The place, like everyone's little name cards that are in gold calligraphy.
Oh, you have to have gold calligraphy. You have to have that. Are you not going to have personalized snack bags for people?
And I was talking to a girlfriend last weekend who is getting married in September, and her mother has really taken control of the situation.
Like embroidered rocks, that type of thing. Like they're gonna chisel people's initials into the rocks.
Yes. And I
personally
could, and I could tell her, like, I could not even that I could tell. She outright told me how jealous she was of our choice to do it this way, where a week ahead of time we're like, I don't know, we have to kind of figure out, but like there's not that much left to do. And she's just like, good for you. but we're good, and we're very excited. But you had an interesting... We had an election this week.
We did. Yeah.
We did. For some people, they probably did. I saw a great meme this week, which was like all of us who really were amped up for the primaries, and then all those people who didn't even notice. But for us, it was a big day. But you had an interesting election day.
I did. So it was actually probably the first time since COVID that my wife and I decided to vote in person, because like, okay, I have a 3-year-old, and I was like, oh, let's take him to show him the voting process, that whole kind of things. Exactly. So, for the last several elections, we've been doing absentee to avoid COVID. But so this time, we're like, okay, we're going to go in person. And our old polling place was a block away. I live in River West, was at River West Elementary. And prior to that, because I'm that type of nerd who really double checks everything, I was like, I go on my votewisconsin.gov, and I'm like, am I registered? Yes. Am I still registered? Yes. Is my wife registered? Yes. Okay, we're good to go. I didn't do any shenanigans like the Republicans trying to like have absentee ballots sent to other people or something like that. No, but I checked, right? And so we're registered. We're good to go. We walk up the block. One block away where we've always voted before, and we get there, and there's a poll worker, and none of this is the poll worker's fault that would happen, because I think people slam or never give a poll worker a hard time. They get little money, and without them this would all collapse.
Exactly.
So the poll worker, they have these tablets or iPads, right? And it's like, oh, some districts have changed, so what's your address? All right, we're just down the street. We give them the number, 2654. And then it's like, oh, actually, your district has moved. You're now voting six blocks away. And we're like, huh, that's odd. Okay, well, I guess we'll go take a walk and go to the next polling place. I still feel a little weird about this. So then we walk to the next polling place. We go inside. Another iPad person, yep, this is where you vote. So we go up to the book. They look us up, and we're not in the book. And I'm like, something's wrong here. But they're like, okay, don't worry about it. You can re-register. We'll get you to vote. We'll get you your ballot. And so we do. We fill out the thing again. But even though I know we're registered according to the
government.
Exactly, because I checked, because I'm that type of nerd, right? So we fill it out and we vote. And then we get out and I'm like, this just seems wrong. So then I double check. Maybe I didn't look at the polling place right, even though I know I did and I knew I was right. So I double check on it and I'm like, nope, it says River West Elementary. And so my wife had to peel off. And so I'm like, hey, Malcolm, who's my son, I'm like, let's go back to the first polling place. And he's like, no. And I'm like, no, I want to go back there and just see, am I in the book there? Or like, was I dumped or did something go wrong? I knew something was wrong. And mostly in my head, I'm going, thank God this is just a primary. And at least in Milwaukee, where it's very Democratic, I know, you know, the Republican governors were up for grabs, right? But I knew it's like, okay, nothing that I really care about is like,
yeah,
you know,
most of the stuff was
Secretary of State.
Yeah,
exactly. So it was nothing like. But I'm like thinking, oh man, just thinking going to November when it's Evers and Mandela, yeah, and like thinking all these people going and having to, like, you know, I was lucky that, you know, that I was just could have the time to go back and forth. But yeah, like on election day when the lines are long or people only get a small amount of time off to vote, this nightmare scenario is going in my head. It's like all these people being turned away and stuff. So I'm sorry, I politely drag my 3-year-old back to the polling place and I go inside. I'm like, hey, so this is what happened. And I explain to a couple of poll workers and then they go, okay, well, let's look in the book. We're in the book. Both of us are still in the book of our original polling place. They go, this is bad. So they call the supervisor over and the supervisor's like, oh no, it's just district changing. And then it's like, oh, okay. And then she gets the iPad and looks and it's like, oh no, this says you're supposed to go to the other place. And then she gets the district map, which they were redrawn. So it turns out that my street on the east side of the street, they go where we're supposed to go, which is River West Elementary. The west side of the street goes six blocks away. However, I posted this on Facebook because, like, again, I'm kind of panicking. I'm like, yeah, not even about today, but more just like, okay, November is coming, right? This could be really, really bad. And I get a couple other people saying, yeah, I've had the same problem. And I heard anecdotally that around the city, these iPads are bad. And so luckily the supervisor there, I'm like, look, I don't even really care about today, my vote. I do care, but it's not the end of the world. We need to make sure this is taken care of. And the polling worker was like, yes. The supervisor was like, yes. So they call their supervisor, and the supervisor's like, what? And so, but it turns out, they're like, okay, don't worry. Your vote over there should count. You know, fingers crossed. Yeah. So I'm still trying to figure that out. But then I actually found out because my next door neighbors went to vote, and when they went to vote, like an hour later, they there was no iPads. And actually, I messaged all the places you're supposed to message, like the election monitoring places. I messaged the Milwaukee Election Commission. I got a message back from the commissioner of the Milwaukee Election Commission like an hour later saying, yeah, we know it's a problem. The iPads are out. We're not using them anymore today. So it turns out there must have been something wrong in the maps in the iPad, like either old or weird data. And like, I feel like I sort of did my civic duty because at least the people voting there today. But mostly it's like, this is one of these things where, like, this cannot happen in November. Like, all these little technical things need to be taken care of because, you know, this is going to be close no matter what. This is, you know, Wisconsin. It's going to be a tight race, right? So I just imagine, like, you know, people, they have a half hour or they can't drag their kid six blocks to go to another location. And, like, lines will be long enough as it is. And so it really is important to them to figure it out. And the good news is it looks like the election commissions in Milwaukee are on it, like, because they got back to me and they stopped using the thing that was incorrect. But it's still just like, you know, especially with all of the stuff, Republicans and like trying to steal elections, like, you know, with the, you know, literally trying to, like, you cover this all the time. Like, what Republicans are trying to do to make elections not matter.
Well, and also just stoke
fears of this
fear
stuff.
Fear and distrust.
Yeah.
When, I mean, if anything, this shows, one, it's really hard to run elections.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Like the Joe Schmo can't just go run an election. The amount of coordination,
right,
the amount of training for volunteers, basically.
Yeah.
The amount of data collection. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. And yes, there's going to be human error.
Yeah.
But, like, these are hard to do. And people adding distrust and making you think that you can't trust the people who are, you know, dedicated their lives to, like, this is their civic duty.
Right.
It's not like they're getting rich off of this is wildly frustrating because it is hard to do. And there, sometimes there are mistakes, but it's not malintent that they're trying to steal elections on behalf of a certain party.
Yeah, no, it's just elections are very, very complicated. And again, the poll workers were all wonderful. And so, like, and I even in some ways, even when I'm talking about this, I'm sort of like, I'm not trying to like stoke fear and be like, oh, you need to worry about this stuff. But more, it's just like, no, this is a technical glitch and we, and everything needs to be in place. And I do sort of believe, I talked to some of my local electeds and being like, hey, can we double check that, make sure this is good for November? And they all seemed down and like supposedly reached out to people. So like, I feel confident. But again, that's just here in Milwaukee. Who knows what's happening around the rest of the state, or not even beyond Milwaukee, the country, where we have some folks who are not necessarily doing this with good intention, who are deliberately taking over election boards. And if a result comes that they don't like, just being like, oh, I guess, I think Trump won. You know, I know the votes say that Biden won. But you know what? In my heart, in my soul, I feel that Donald Trump won. And you know what? I think that should actually, I don't care if I disenfranchise tens of thousands of people. My feelings are what matter here.
Facts over feelings?
Yeah.
Is that the party of facts over feelings?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it got figured out. It just seemed like it was a outdated data in the tablets?
It's either outdated. My guess is it just didn't understand. Maybe if on some of the ones where it's divided within the street, they might just say this block. They think that so it's not like even numbers, odd numbers go to one place or the other. It might just be like here on this block, it all goes here, and it somehow was wrong. I don't know.
Isn't that stupid enough though? That's how it's literally on. It's not. Oh, next street over is in a different district.
Right. Yeah. It's within the actual
within
street.
The actual street.
Right.
This side is one district.
Like,
and
past
that side.
The alley, or you know, you see Joe's yard over there. You know, so if you go past Joe's yard, you're going the other place. But if you're on the other side of the street, you might have to drive out to the burbs to vote. Yeah. No. It's the little thing. Is really, really wild.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to take a break. Our guest today is Matt Filipovich. We will be back in just a minute.